Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're back as the Warriors are at the UC, the United Center in Chicago. Tim Roy and Jim Barnett here at Chase Center in the San Francisco Warriors and the Bulls. Stephen Curry, Kelly Oubre Jr., Andrew Wiggins, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and James Wiseman start now for the Warriors and the Chicago Bulls starting five. Patrick Williams, the rookie, Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., Zach LaVine, and Cody White. That's a young starting five right there. And so for the Bulls, trying to make Kobe White into a talented point guard, Zach LaVine, Jim Barnett, well, you know what you get with him. He's explosive and very athletic.
He is really athletic. He's you don't know what he's going to do from three. If he's hot, you're in real trouble for it because he can get to the rack anytime he wants.
Bulls wearing black uniform with gold letters and outlined in red, as well as the numbers in the backside. Warriors wearing white uniforms.
And they win the tip.
They're going right to left on your radio dial. Juan Toscano-Anderson up top to Curry. Chest pass over to Oubre Jr. He'll drive. Draws a crowd. Block from behind. Deflected out of bounds off Markkanen. Golden State will get it back with eight to shoot. Seemed like there was a little bit more sense of an urgency on that ball movement there.
I agree. They moved it around, and Oubre did not settle for an outside shot. You can see he took it to the rack.
Tony Brothers is the crew chief. Suyash Mehta and Dedrick Taylor, the other two officials. Toscano-Anderson on the inbounds. Hands to Wiggins. Shot clock at four. Backs up. He's got to go with three off the screen. Pull-up jumper. Tapping the key. It's on the front rim. Won't go. And Wendell Carter Jr. with a rebound to White.
Just a little flat on that shot.
White with the ball on top of the logo. Cut off by Curry. Feeds over to LaVine. Oubre Jr., his matchup. Screened by Carter Jr. Takes the down the lane, throws to Williams, up top to White. White for three above the break. It popped out, and the rebound to Wiseman.
Really, really great defense there, Tim.
Curry on the jog, feeds over to Wiggins, down the lane, floats it up, got it to the rim and scores, and there's a foul to boot. He's got a chance for a three-point play.
Started at the defensive end. Everybody covering everybody. They helped out. They took away the drive from the big man, Wendell Carter, and they went the other way.
Great sign early, Jim, that both Oubre Jr. and Wiggins taking the ball to the rim.
I agree. And like you say, you play defense, get the ball and run, you can get there more often and a lot easier.
Three-point play for Wiggins, the only point scored so far. Chicago coming off a 20-plus win season a year ago. On the bounce, LaVine, stolen by Oubre Jr., tried to save it, but he was out of bounds right in front of Chicago head coach Billy Donovan.
I like his activity early on here. Mindset.
Schedule did not do the Warriors any favors. Hearing one of the two of the best teams in the league. Now a steal. Toscano-Anderson stole it from White. Gets it over to Curry in the front court. Curry looks right. Feeds Oubre Jr. into the paint. Pull up. Air ball for about eight. And it goes out of bounds. And Patrick Williams, the rookie, was the last to touch.
Warriors fortunate to get that one back. Oubre pulled the string on it.
Billy Donovan, 243 and 157. It is time at Oklahoma City. Ball thrown into Wiseman. Now to Toscano Anderson, to Oubre Jr. Backs up, shoots a three, and he is 0 for the season. Misses that. 0 for 12 so far. No Draymond Green tonight. Here comes Zach LaVine to the rim. Got it from the right wing to the left side of the bucket. That was too easy. That's a 3-2 game. Warriors on top by one. We played a minute 40. Toscano Anderson, backdoor to Curry. Curry in traffic finds Oubre Jr., who gets to the rack and throws it down. 5-2 Warriors. A dunk for Oubre Jr.
Really pretty.
White off a pick by Wendell Carter Jr. White now goes all the way in. Throws it out to the wing to LaVine on the right sideline. LaVine backs up, shoots a contested three. No good. Nice defense. Rebound to Toscano Anderson. Curry takes it to the front court on the right side. Swings the ball to the left hand. Off the screen. Bounce pass to Juan. He flies in. Layup is up and good. A 7-2 start for the Warriors. Down the near sideline, LaVine.
Toscano Anderson didn't know whether to lay it in or dunk it, and he darn near missed it.
He wasn't sure. Got up in the air thinking, okay, now what? LaVine up top finds Carter. Good pump fake right by the rookie. Wiseman got to the rim and dunked it. That was a pure setup by the veteran there.
Yes, it was. And no one back to protect the rim. He said, if he takes this bite here, I'm going to have easy going.
It's all part of the continuing education for James Wiseman. And now with Marquise Chris out, Wiseman's minutes will increase. Boy, just excited to watch him grow. Bad pass by Curry. Comes out of bounds. He and Wiggins miscommunicated. A little handoff up top. That's an unforced error. At 7-4.
I think Stephen Curry thought he was going to cut to the basket, so he threw it. Anyway, they got mixed signals.
So Chicago with the ball, attacking the basket to our right. Screen by LaVine. Gets a switch. Bounce pass to Markkanen. He goes in for a dunk, fouled from behind by Oubre Jr. And that's going to put Lowry Markkanen, the former U of A Wildcat, to the free throw line. Gives me a chance to remind you we're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Warriors and the Bulls meeting in Chicago. Golden State has done well against Chicago. They have won 11 of the last 14. The all-time series, though, still favors the Bulls, 84-74. And you can blame Michael Jordan and crew for that. The Bulls used to be a Western Conference team. And if those longtime Warrior fans remember, it was the Chicago Bulls that the Warriors had to come back and beat in the Western Final to get to the NBA Finals in 1975. 7-6, Markkanen hits both. Toscano Anderson, chest pass Curry. Curry down the lane, doubled, off balance, off glass, and good for Curry.
I don't know how he made that shot. He's Stephen Curry, I guess how.
He was in a Bulls sandwich there. One in front, one behind. LaVine off the screen. Pull up. The pass for Carter wasn't looking. And it ends up in the lap of Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. to the front court. To Curry. Right corner. Juan Toscano Anderson. Three ball doesn't go. And Markkanen the rebound. Here comes White up the floor. Crossover dribble. Gets to the rack. And Toscano Anderson met him there with a block. And they're going to call a goal 10.
I thought he got it before it hit the glass.
Me
if
too.
Anything, he took it to the glass. It looked very, very clean.
Boy, I think that's a clean block.
Yep, so do I. He took it to the glass. It did not hit the glass first.
Curry off a screen. Curry, chest pass over the corner, gets to Wiggins. Wiggins baseline drive, takes contact, no good. Rebound snatched out of the air by Williams. He's on the break. The rookie goes all the way in and left-hand dunk. And the Bulls take a 10-9 lead on Golden State with 7:50 to go in the first half. All five starters for Chicago have scored.
Well, that one play right there by Williams, Patrick Williams, says a lot. The way he grabbed that rebound, took it down, you know, coastline to coastline.
And timeout on the floor, 10-9 Chicago on the 95.7 Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Warriors come back on the floor. They're down by a count of 10-9, and Steve Kerr did not like the rookie Patrick Williams taking the ball off the rim and getting all the way down the floor for a dunk. Golden State looking for their first win. And Chicago looking for their first win. 7:43 to go first quarter. Warriors on a long four-game road trip. Curry lob into Wiseman. Shot clock's at 15. Toscano Anderson runs into Wiseman with a dribble. Now hands it back to Curry. White the defender. Curry, step back, takes a jumper. It's up and good. Sweet two for Curry. Warriors back up by one.
He has such a quick release when he steps back. He gets balanced very quickly.
Curry two for two so far. Patrick Williams with the ball up top. Feeds out to Levine's. Wiseman with a steal. Got his hands in there and then throws the ball away as he tried to lead Oubre Jr. down the other end. That's a turnover. The exuberance of youth.
Second turnover. But I'll tell you, he saw him open. He's trying to make the right play.
Great steal.
Yes, it was.
Carter Jr. up top, guarded by Wiseman. Backdoor on the cut. His pass goes awry and goes out of bounds. Turnover, Chicago. They're fourth.
Well, you know that's a bad pass when you lead Zach LaVine too far because he's pretty quick to the basket.
Looking for the ball. Curry takes a handoff from Wiseman. It's an illegal screen on Juan Toscano-Anderson, and that's a turnover.
Kind of a staggered screen there. First it was Toscano-Anderson, and then Wiseman.
So Juan picks up the foul.
Sometimes you got to wait a little bit to get that screen set.
White has it above the break on the right side. To Markkanen, left side of the key, stumbles and falls. Blocked by Wiseman. Loose ball to Wiggins. 5-on-4 as Wiggins takes it down the lane. Finds Curry. He's open. He fires. Three ball, no good. And the defensive rebound to Chicago. White takes the front court by Curry. Up over Toscano-Anderson using his right shoulder, and he banked it home. Chicago back up by one.
Impressive move and finish.
Curry steps out off the dribble, takes the three. It's on the front rim, doesn't go. And LaVine the rebound. 14 seconds away from the halfway point of the first quarter. LaVine, entry pass for Carter Jr. He had good position. He beat Wiseman down the floor. And Wiseman had to reach around him and foul him.
I think Wiseman's long enough, though, so when he's in position like that, you know, he doesn't, he can still get back and protect the rim rather than reach around because he's so big. And they're going to call the foul on a rookie. They're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, his length is incredible.
Yes, it is.
White has it, guarded by JTA on the switch. LaVine takes the top side to Carter. Carter, one dribble, flipped it back out to White. Shot clock at 8 for Chicago. White off the screen, 20-footer, wide left. Oubre Jr. has the board and takes it up across the timeline to the three-point line. Entry pass to Wiggins, posting up a guard, strip, whistle, and a foul. Good early recognition by Wiggins to get a smaller player inside. We have substitutes now for Chicago. Garrett Temple, the well-traveled veteran, he's on the floor. And Otto Porter Jr. as well.
I like what Wiggins did there because rather than take a few dribbles going left and right, the defense was recovering, and he just turned real quickly into a rushing defense just to get some contact and get himself to the line. Very smart.
Otto Porter Jr., 6'8", 27 years old in his eighth year out of Missouri, originally drafted by the Wizards. Averaged 12 points a game so far this year. Looney comes in for Golden State and Wiseman to sit down. Second free throw is no good. First one was good, and now we have a whistle, and Chicago is out of bounds. Carter Jr. caught the rebound at an odd angle and stepped out of bounds. We're tied at 12. Warriors will get the ball back. Here comes Michael Mulder in. So it's Curry, Mulder, Oubre Jr., Toscano, Anderson, and Looney. Wiggins gets the break. Curry throws to the wing to Looney. Up top to Mulder. Over to Curry. Curry, quick release right side. Short. He's 0 for 3 from distance. White defensive rebound for the black-clad Chicago Bulls. White with the ball. Throws over to Zach LaVine. Left corner. Takes Mulder baseline. Cut off by Looney. Throws it to the wing. Tipped out of bounds by Oubre Jr. Good defense all the way around by Golden State.
I'm surprised Curry's looking for that shot so early when he catches the ball. He's really, really looking to get him going. He's struggled this year as well.
White will throw it in up top to Porter Jr., gets it to Zach LaVine, off a screen, takes a three, swings out, slapped off the glass by Carter Jr., grabbed by Toscano Anderson, hand off Curry. Curry, lob down to Looney, mid-post, left side, hand off Curry. He'll fake the three, dribbles in, bounce past Looney. Looney to the rack, got clobbered and fouled by Porter Jr., and Looney will go to the line.
That pass has to be precise, and the timing has to be exquisite. And it was both ways to Looney.
Well, Steve Kerr talked about the injury to Marquise Chris Jr., an ankle injury and a fractured fibula for the young center.
I just feel so horrible for Keith. He's been such a great person, great teammate, hard worker, and he's really come along over the last year and a half as somebody who has a future in this league and has been very helpful for us, and we're going to miss him. He was playing well.
White will sit down for Chicago. Tomas Satoransky comes in now, another former Washington Wizard for the Bulls. Looney made the first and the second, so now it's 14-12. And Chicago down the far sideline with Satoransky with the handle. Warriors leading by two in the first quarter of play. Satoransky gets a screen, plays catch with Temple outside. Garrett Temple, the veteran. Satoransky penetrates out to Temple. Left wing three does not draw iron. Oubre takes the hard rebound. In transition, four on four, down the paint. Goes up with a shovel shot, no good. And defensive rebound for Carter out to Levine. Levine sees an angle, but Oubre Jr. steals it. Tried to save it to Curry, could not. It's out of bounds along the near sideline. We get a timeout? I believe we do. We have a timeout on the floor. 4:38 to go. The Warriors on top of the Bulls, 14-12 on the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Yesterday after practice, Stephen Curry in the right corner of the Bulls practice facility made 105 consecutive threes. 105.
I read that, and I just read it again. I couldn't believe it.
It's unbelievable. Satoransky was for Chicago. Gets the ball to Porter in the corner. There's Temple with a three. Doesn't go from the left wing. Oubre Jr. high in the air for the rebound. And the Warriors will initiate the offense via the handle of JTA. On the bounce, got to Looney. Looney turns, ripped it through. Hand off to Oubre, now to Curry. Curry open, double clutches. We had a whistle. Another illegal screen call on Golden State. Wow.
If Curry's coming off and towards your direction, you got to stop your movement if you're setting screen. You can't go and get contact with a man chasing Stephen. It's as simple as that.
Kelly Oubre Jr. draws his second foul. Jordan Poole will come in. Second-year pro out of Michigan. Oubre Jr. will leave the action.
And by the way, with Stephen Curry on pick and rolls, he often does not wait for that screen. He gets moving real quickly, so he puts the pressure on his own man.
Now Satoransky, guarded by Looney on a switch. Tries to get around him, cannot. Goes to the corner to Temple. They lob it into Markkanen. Doubled on the catch. Rotates outside. Here's Levine. Back to Markkanen. Spot up three left wing. Spins off the rim. Rebound deflected. Grabbed by Poole. And Poole, who grew up in Milwaukee, gets it to Looney, who grew up in Milwaukee. Over to Mulder. Mulder fakes. He'll go right side. Got to the rim. No good. Rebound. Looney put back. Good. Low left. Warriors on a 5-0 burst, and they lead by four. Low-scoring first quarter, 16-12. Markkanen, bright red sneakers, drives on Looney, backs him up, draws the foul, goes around it out. He's got to go to the line to shoot two.
Well, what Looney did at the offensive end, he got that rebound and put back, not by jumping, but he got it by position. He moved and just kept coming in his body, but he stayed down. He almost got a flat-footed rebound to put it back in. Reminds me of a guy that the Warriors had who 1 year, average 15, 16 rebounds a game, Clyde Lee.
Clyde Lee.
Great position rebounder.
Out of Vanderbilt. Kaiser Permanente's scoreboard. Cleveland on the back end of a back-to-back, leading Philadelphia 59-42, but Kevin Love with a calf injury, he won't return. That's in the second quarter now. Eric Paschal has checked in. His Markkanen hits one of two. 16-13 the count. Warriors with the higher number, 3:28 remaining in the first. Curry brings it up, crossover dribble, drifts to the right, feeds Mulder, good catch. Straight on, three, up and off the front rim in the glass, no good.
One thing, when he misses, they're either long or short. They don't go left and right.
Here comes Levine, drives in, Paschal right there. Vertical, but Levine leaned in, got the contact and the foul on Eric Paschal.
Yeah, because Paschal was moving on the play. That's a good call.
Yeah.
He did not have position. There's no doubt about that.
Levine just has that. It's like the performance car, you know. He gets it into high gear,
yeah,
and goes from 0 to 60 in just a blink of an eye.
Yes, he'd be good in the quarter mile in the car, right?
Yeah.
Right off the starting line. Yeah, and Paschal did one thing wrong there. you'd rather have Zach LaVine shoot outside, and you're not as quick as Pascal. You've got to come out and greet him and give him a little more room. Otherwise, he's going to take you off the dribble like he did.
LaVine missed a free throw, makes one. Warriors up two. Curry pick and roll to Pascal outside the arc on the right. Gets it right wing. Mulder off a screen. Open three off the dribble. The truth is out there. And it's 19-14. The Warriors lead by five. LaVine, left-hand dribble through a series of screens. Guarded by Pascal. We have a whistle. It's going to be a foul. If it's on Pascal, it's his second. And Pascal is just having a very frustrating start to his second NBA season.
Again, when you're switching out on a quicker man, you've got to, rather than go towards the direction he's going, you've got to go back to the basket and then come out to him.
Well, I think must have been trying to fight through the screen of Otto Porter Jr. because Porter is at the free throw line. And his first free throw is short.
Well, maybe sometimes you have to go under the screen even. I know they'd like you to go over, but sometimes you go under the screen to prevent that. You don't want to pick up two quick fouls and just put you in jeopardy. Changes everything for you, psychologically even.
Left foot fracture a year ago kept Otto Porter Jr. to just 14 games. Chicago 5 of 8 from the free throw line as Porter goes 1 for 2. 19-15 Warriors. Looney to Curry. Curry left side, fakes, doubled, rotates to Pascal, top of the key, outside, pool, open, doesn't shoot. Waits, changes his mind, gets a screen from Looney. Now shoots off the dribble. That three is no good. And the rebound goes to Porter Jr. Satoransky in the front court. Feeds Lowry. Kick save and a beauty by Looney. Shot clock will stay at 18. I guess if it's Chicago, it would be a save by Tony Esposito. Garrett Temple will throw it in below the hash mark on the near side. Ball comes into Satoransky, guarded by Poole. Leading Temple, who curls left side, bounce pass to Markkanen down the lane, changes his shot. It goes up and in, and he has tied. He's made it a two-point game, I should say, 19-17. It was a tough shot. Curry doubled off the screen on the left wing. Bounce pass to Looney. Looney changes it to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Finds Mulder. Mulder circles to the right baseline. Hand off to Pascal. Pascal wants to go to work. 5 on the clock. Comes hard baseline for the reverse layup. Blocked by Markkanen. Knocked away. Satoransky for Chicago. Left to right they go. Between the legs of the dribble. Flipped it to the right wing. Hutchinson is checked in for the first time tonight. Porter Jr. takes the jumper. It's a three. It's a rounded down. And Chicago leads 20-19 with 99 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Curry directing traffic. Feeds Pascal, who in turn looks for Looney. On the bounce, it goes to Gavon. Backdoor cut, Curry. Down the lane, reaches up with the right hand. Had to change his shot. Missed it. Temple the rebound to Satoransky, who gets penetration. Feeds to the trailer. It's up and good. Hutchinson with a dunk. And Chicago has finally found their rhythm, and the Warriors need to find theirs. 22-19 after an 8-0 Bulls run. And Steve Kerr wants a timeout. We'll take the break. 68 seconds to go in the quarter on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Jim, I thought Golden State had opportunities. The Bulls had 4 early turnovers, and the Warriors really could have taken a sizable lead in this contest, but they just can't get it going offensively. And the taking shots in traffic over multiple defenders is not going to get it done.
Yep, an early 5-point lead that all of a sudden they are allowing the Bulls to get inside and score in the paint. Both teams very cold from 3-point range, 1 of 8 for the Warriors, 1 of 7 from the Bulls.
Pascal over to Curry. Curry outside, top of the circle left. On the left wing, stops and takes a three. It's up and good, and there it is. Number 2,500 for Steph Curry, joining Ray Allen and Reggie Miller as the only 3 players in NBA history to get to 2,500 threes or more. How about that? Down the lane, Otto Porter Jr. up and no good. He got fouled, and he will shoot free throws. Stephen Curry in elite company. And like I said a few years ago, Jim, there's no doubt he's going to rewrite every 3-point record that's ever been set in the association, I believe.
Yeah, he's right on the heels right now of Reggie Miller. And about, 473 to go for Ray Allen?
Which he passed the other night. Rick Barry, second all-time Warrior scoring list. Yeah.
That's a pretty high statue to follow, Rick Barry. That tells you a lot.
Free throw is good for Porter Jr. Make it 24-22 Chicago. Final 40 seconds of the first. Pascal with it. Pascal to Looney. Back to Pascal. Pull up from 18, and that's good. That is the office right there for Eric Pascal, the mid-range jumper.
Yep, I think he should stay there and not go out to the three right now.
Satoransky high steps it, leaves his feet. A little jump pass over on the far wing to Porter Jr. Back to Satoransky. 25 seconds left, 13 on the shot clock. Off a screen. Satoransky doubled, leaving Markkanen wide open for three.
Well, both men took Satoransky and forgot about Markkanen.
Markkanen with 8 points. That's a mental mistake right there. 27-24 Chicago. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Curry behind the back. He got held and grabbed. And I think Chicago had one to give because Garrett Temple's a smart player. He's not going to do that without cause, and that's exactly what he did. 8 seconds now to go in the quarter.
They used it wisely.
Wiggins looking. Bounce pass to Looney at midcourt. Looney drives down the lane. Slow motion move. Off balance. Off glass. No good. Tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Chicago. Hutchinson for midcourt. It's off the glass and no good. Well, Golden State will start the second quarter down three. We had three ties and five lead changes in the first quarter. Chicago 27, Golden State 24. On the 95.7 The Game, Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Time for the Warriors game summary presented by CarMax. Warriors down 27-24. They're shooting 34%, 43% from two. 7 of 16, 2 of 9 outside the arc. Chicago 50%. Bulls outscoring the Warriors 7-0 on fast break points, but the news of the quarter for the Warriors, Stephen Curry becoming only the third player in NBA history to get to 2,500 made threes, joining Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Stop-and-go action to begin the second quarter, a whistle and a foul, just 11 seconds in. Dedrick Taylor and Jordan Poole having a conversation, which leads me to believe it's on Poole. Wanamaker and Lee have checked in now for the Warriors. Brad Wanamaker and Damian Lee. Warriors looking again for answers here.
That's the ninth foul call on the Warriors.
Markkanen in deep, stripped by Pascal.
He just moved Jordan Poole out of the way. They didn't see it at all.
Damian Lee will get front court to Wanamaker. Pascal up top, screen and roll, rejects the screen, backs up Markkanen, takes a 15-footer from the elbow, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hutchinson. Hutchinson dribble drive. Markkanen just flattens Damian Lee with a screen. That's an offensive foul. Let me reset the lineups for you. Poole, Pascal, Lee, Wanamaker, and Wiggins for the Warriors. Markkanen, the only starter for Chicago, with Garrett Temple, Otto Porter Jr., Satoransky, and Hutchinson. Markkanen's not fooling around here, Jim.
Yeah. No, he's big, and you have to realize when you're from Europe, and you played in those kind of games, you play rough.
Wiggins, dribble drive, got to the rim, but throws it outside. Wanamaker for three above the break, can't find the range. Porter Jr. with a rebound. Satoransky to midcourt. Surveys the floor. Gets a drag screen and a switch. Another screen. Rotates right to an open Garrett Temple. Steps around Wanamaker. Scoop to the hoop. No good. Rebound Poole. Good lead pass to Wanamaker. Early offense for Golden State. The trailer's Poole. Catches and fires. Three ball off the back rim. A defensive rebound for Hutchinson, who played his college ball at Boise State. Baseline drive, Satoransky rotates out, Markkanen open, pump fake, now steps in for a two. Bank shot, nothing there, and Pascal clears. Pascal to the timeline. Pascal lowers his head, plows his way in, and gets a bucket. Wow. That's kind of the man at the Y move. And he gets to the rim and scores.
He didn't hear any whistle. He took that little extra step, which they give you nowadays. And he worked.
Warriors down by one, 27-26. Porter Jr., skip pass. Hutchinson, contested three, good. From the left corner.
So they're 3 of 10 from three. The Warriors, 2 of 11 from three.
Wanamaker off a pick, finds Poole. He's wide open for a three above the break. That's a swish for Jordan Poole. And the Warriors are down by one again.
Yeah, I'm thinking the way that came and the rhythm it was, you got to make that shot, and he did.
Absolutely. Satoransky spins into Pascal, picks up his dribble. He finds Hutchinson outside, waiting. Lob into the midpost to Markkanen. Markkanen turns, drives on. Damian Lee, flip with the right hand. Good, and a foul. And Markkanen has decided to raise the level of physicality here in the second quarter.
One thing about Markkanen, he's 7 feet tall, but he likes to play and get the ball face the basket like he's smaller. He's got those kinds of skills. And he can put the ball on the floor. And with that length, he doesn't need a dribble or more than a dribble or two to cover a lot of ground.
You know, I really think this kid and his numbers have declined, but Chicago really hasn't had a great, you know, point guard since Derrick Rose. And I think if Markkanen had, you know, a play alongside somebody that could set him up better, I think he'd be a really good player, a nice piece. Hits the free throw. 3-point play, 4-point lead, 33-29 Chicago. Pascal goes to work, one-on-one. Rotates out to Wanamaker, dribble driver. Back out to Pascal, fakes, now dribbles again down the lane. Power move up, blocked by Markkanen. And Markkanen called for a foul, either Markkanen or White. Let's see who they give it to. Oh, it's on Patrick Williams, excuse me, who got into the scrum late. I did not see that until the replay. So the rookie picks up the foul.
And of all the people that had contact with him, I don't think Patrick Williams touched him.
Yeah.
Looked like he got the ball. But the thing about the reason Pascal's at the free throw line, you can create a lot of contact driving in. And they call it a block. You create all that contact and make it look like a mess in there. You're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Markkanen will take a seat on the Chicago bench, and we have a timeout. So the Warriors right now trailing by three with 9:20 to go in the first half, 33-30 on the 95.7 Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Pascal on the free throw line, 33-30, 9:20 to go first quarter. He misses the second. Rebound now stolen away by Wanamaker in the paint. Trailing is Lee, right side three. Got it, Wanamaker with a huge play. Damian Lee cashes in from distance, and this game is tied at 33.
Those are the kind of plays that inspire you and make you play better.
Williams almost went backcourt. Yes, he did go backcourt.
Yeah.
And a turnover, and the Warriors all of a sudden showing some life here. As we head toward the end of the first half, 7 turnovers for Chicago.
Yeah, reach in, play a little defense without fouling, but disrupt them, and that's what exactly happened.
Wanamaker and Wiggins exchange up top. Wiggins gets the ball, guarded by the rookie Patrick Williams, who is a good defender by all accounts. Wiggins pulls up, fades to the elbow. Jumper good for Wiggins. 35-33. Wiggins 2 of 4 now.
Williams gave him a little bit of room, and that's what you should do when you're that size, but he just hit it.
6 straight for Golden State. Williams on the side. Satoransky in deep. Carter Jr. traveled. He got off balance. I think Pascal pulled a chair on him.
Yes, he thought he was going to get a little contact from behind. He pump faked and tried just a little too much. He overthought the play.
Pump fakes usually don't work on imaginary defenders. That's all I always say.
But like you say, pull the chair.
Wiggins, top of the key, misses badly, wide left on a jumper. And the rebound to Chicago. Satoransky to White. White skipped to the corner. Williams, pump fake, ridden off the line. Pulls up for a tough two on the baseline. Swish. Wow.
That is a very intelligent move, and he just read the defense perfectly, that rookie, who's 19.
Here comes Wiggins, rotates out to Pascal, right side. He'll drive into bodies, lost the ball, gets it back, left box. Finds the open man, Lee, on the right side. He takes it to the cup, throws it outside. Pull up Poole, down the lane. Floater up and good for Jordan Poole. 37-35, Golden State.
No one gave up on the play, and that was great hustle.
On the right wing. Hutchinson draws a crowd at the box, feeds a wide open Carter Jr. for a dunk. Another defensive breakdown there for Golden State.
Yeah, that was just better offensive movement.
Wanamaker rotates over to Poole. Poole takes a three topside. That's a back rim miss. Hutchinson clears the rebound. Satoransky has it, gliding down the left wing, below the hash mark, probing the defense with Wiggins, gets a screen, pick and roll, feeds Carter, who runs over his man and scores. Carter Jr. makes it 39-37 Chicago. 7:14 to play. First half. Wiseman at the scorer's table for Golden State. Off a screen. Wanamaker open is Pascal. Takes a three on the way. Barely got the front of the rim. Carter Jr. with a rebound. Got it now to White. White puts on the brakes. Takes it left side. Carter Jr. open 15-footer. That's good. And the Bulls have it going now. 8-2 run, I believe. 41-37 timeout. Warriors will take the break. Warriors down by 4 And right now, it's Steve Kerr trying to find combinations that work on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Now, Golden State on the backside now as they trail 41-37. The Warriors' sixth man in the community, Lucky California, launched Give, Care, and Share, a new giving program that provides wholesome meals to those in need. You can register at your local Lucky California store. Wiggins back to live action, takes a three. It's up top, and it's good. His first to three attempt tonight makes it 41-40. Chicago leading by one.
You got to take that shot, and the defense just collapsed.
White gets the ball on the wing. Baseline drive, Williams goes up over Wiggins' block, got it back. Williams cut off in the baseline. Needs help. Falling out of bounds. Low pass knocked away. Wanamaker has it with Oubre Jr. 2-on-1. Lob up top, and it's a bad pass and sails out of bounds.
You hate to squander those opportunities. 2-on-1, you've got to score or at least get fouled and go to the line. It's just fundamentals.
Zach LaVine is back. Has only 3 points in 9 minutes. Wiseman's return with Oubre Jr., Wiggins, Damian Lee, and Wanamaker against Hutchinson, who's getting a long run here. White, LaVine, Carter Jr., and Williams. It's Zach LaVine up top. Feeds over to Williams. Lowers his head. Drives on Oubre. Ball lost away. Lee gets it behind the back. Leads the break. Right side, Wiggins. Goes for the finish. Missed it. No good. And a rebound to Carter Jr. Out to White. Second year pro. Maybe the point guard of the future for the Bulls. Goes inside into traffic. Missed it. Ball tipped away. Grabbed by Wanamaker. Wanamaker right sideline. Calls over Wiseman for a screen. Wiseman sets the pick. Wanamaker pulls the trigger on a triple. Doesn't get it, but the rebound deflected out of bounds off the hand of Hutchinson. And it will be Golden State ball with 14 to shoot. Pressure of having James Wiseman inside. Still yet to take a shot in 7 minutes of play.
And Zach LaVine's only got 3 points tonight himself there.
Curry finds Oubre Jr. in traffic, goes up, block, got a back pump fake, goes back up and scores right at the rim. Boy, worked hard for that. 42-41 Warriors.
Well, that extra possession, it pays off for you.
Curry out there guarding White. White stops on a dime, kicked it to the right corner. Hutchinson, pump fake, pulls up for a two off the glass. Nothing there. Rebound, Carter Jr. goes up and scores. And he has been a problem in this first half for Golden State. 10 points and six rebounds.
That's why they've got points in the paint.
Curry bounce pass Wiseman. Gives him a 15-footer first shot. 15-footer goes 13 and out of bounds.
You know he's thinking about it. You know he's playing all these minutes and saying, I haven't got a shot, so I'm going to get a shot. And he's going to predetermine what he's going to do.
43-42.
Rather than play naturally.
Chicago up one. Carter Jr. passed, stolen away by Damian Lee, intended for Zach LaVine. Across the logo comes Lee. Bounce pass in deep. Wiseman spins, a little left-hand jump hook. Turning right shoulder, that's money. Cash for the rookie, and the Warriors lead by one.
I said composure in the first game we saw him. He still has it. I love the way he plays basketball inside.
White, high screen to roll with Carter Jr. White gets another pick down the lane. Stops, a little spin into a fadeaway. Wiseman and Toscano Anderson both going for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off the Warriors.
Now that's what, not blaming him, but Juan Toscano Anderson has to say, I see the big man coming. I can let, he could have let go of the ball and let him just take it.
Timeout on the floor. Warriors up by one with 4:26 to go in the first half on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, if you're just dialing by, you missed a Curry three earlier as Stephen Curry joining Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, the only players in history with 2,500 career regular season threes. Warriors lead by one, 44-43. They forced 11 turnovers in the first half, but they've scored only 4 points off those turnovers. They're squandering opportunities. Shot up for Chicago is no good. And Toscano Anderson with the rebound. Zach LaVine with a miss.
One thing about Toscano Anderson, he doesn't hurt you. He may not score a bunch, but he does a lot of great things.
Curry, pick and roll, off the screen, takes the three. Front rim miss, rebound snatched away by Hutchinson. Gliding down the floor, LaVine. LaVine double dribbled or carried or he did something. It looked bad.
He carried. That's right. he took a few steps and the ball was kind of wavering in his hands, just kind of massaging it there without a dribble.
He was levitating there. Penn and Teller would have liked that trick. 44-43, Warriors up on 3:58 to go first half. Lee, left side, looks for a banker, can't get it. Rebound goes to White. White, behind the back twice with a dribble to avoid pressure, gets downhill to the rim, left-handed, hit the underside of the rim. Oubre Jr. with the rebound. Shoveled ahead to Curry. Curry steps around marking it, draws a crowd, feeds over to Damian Lee, steps to the right, takes a three and buried it. Damian Lee with another bucket. He's got two threes.
How did he make that step to the right and make it without traveling?
I don't know. Markkanen from Temple. Topside triple. Gets it right back for Chicago. Markkanen now, their leading scorer with 14. Wiseman catches other end. Moves in on Markkanen. Shovel the bad shot up. No good. Rebound goes to White. White to Levine. All of a sudden, the tempo is going down as Levine runs into Toscano Anderson. Great job by JTA to take the charge.
The pace quickened and the Warriors came out ahead there. Beautifully done by Toscano Anderson. Anticipation.
So many things about his game you love.
I sure love to see that Damian Lee three, though.
Ball thrown ahead. Toscano Anderson in traffic. Feeds Oubre Jr. the three. No good. And the rebound to Markkanen. Oubre Jr. 0 for 2 from distance. Started the year 0 for 11, now 0 for 13. White to Markkanen, pick and pop. He's wide open, missed it. Rebound deflected by Wiseman, grabbed by Wiggins. The man with a hot hand should not be left so wide open. Wiseman catches. He'll take a three. That's good. Wiseman hits another one. And all of a sudden, the Warriors getting some shots here.
Wiseman's 5 of 7 from three on the year.
Oubre Jr. collided with Kobe White. They both go down. Levine right side, off the screen, top of the circle, step back three off the dribble. Good.
Now you can't cover that.
50-49. Warriors up one. Curry behind the back. Goes right by Garrett Temple. Beat him like a drum to the rim and spins it in over Levine. 52-49. Warriors. Curry now with 9. Now wide open left side with a jumper. Temple. No good. Rebound Wiggins. Well, all of a sudden looks a little bit like a scrimmage. Curry pulls up. Left sideline. Backs up. Guarded by Levine. Curry waits. Off a Wiseman pick. Goes to the baseline. Weaving in traffic. Shoveled up top. Wiggins in rhythm. Wide open. Buries a triple. Curry set that up at Golden State. Leads by 6. That's their largest advantage in the first half. 55-49. Markkanen in deep. Over to Toscano Anderson. Easy turning left shoulder post up for Lowry Markkanen. 55-51. Here's Curry for about 27. That's no good. Markkanen with a rebound. Markkanen the other way. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Drives on. Wiseman leads. Bumped him out of the way. Bank shot no good. Toscano Anderson pulled down the rebound. Hand off to Curry with a 1:20 to go in the half. Curry goes behind the back. Crossover left hand. Down the lane to the paint. Off balance. Blocked away by White. Curry looking for a foul that he will not get. White to Temple. Temple, the well-traveled veteran. Out to White. Screen and roll with Markkanen. White open, goes to the corner. Zach Levine, it's up and good. A three ball, and now the Warriors lead down to 1. Final minute of the second quarter.
Furious pace.
Wiggins weaving up top through a Wiseman screen. Gets downhill to the paint. Finds Toscano Anderson for 3. They rattled it home. And the Warriors all of a sudden now 9 of 24 from 3.
7 of them coming in this quarter.
Final 45 seconds. We're getting good looks, Jim.
Yes, they are.
Off of draw and kick.
Yes, move the ball.
Levine off of pick. Open. 3 ball. Clanked it. Wiseman the rebound with 35 seconds to go. Curry middle of the floor. Might have traveled as Temple went to contest. Curry trying to get a 2-for-1. Goes all the way in. Left-hand layup with 26.8 to go and scores.
Finally, their offense has come in this quarter. They got 60 now.
Curry with 11, Wiggins with 12. White throws it over to Levine. He wants to get the last shot attempt for Chicago. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 13. Here comes Markkanen in the screen on the right sideline. Levine rejects, that goes right down the rim and gets a layup. My goodness.
And they didn't want to foul.
My goodness.
They didn't close the door.
Curry with 7 seconds. Curry, no hurry. Comes left side to get Garrett Temple with a foul to give. Commits the foul on Curry with 4.1 this time.
4.1 gives you a little time, though, to score.
Now Curry's a little upset with himself. He didn't realize they had a foul to give. He should have gone faster and maybe made them make a decision earlier. But he's got 4.1. That's an eternity in the association.
Yes, it is.
There's Toscano Anderson. Throws into Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. drives. Pull up from 10. It's on the rim. It's no good. And you heard the buzzer sound. At halftime, finds the Warriors an historic halftime because Stephen Curry has now hit 2,500 to threes. But Golden State on top by four at the break, 60-56 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Play already underway as Curry hits the deck and throws the ball to the near sideline. It's run down by Zach LaVine. Starters open the second half for both squads. Warriors lead 60-56 over the Bulls. Marked and fouled by Curry in deep. And Curry suggesting he got fouled before after his steal. Golden State leading by four after a one turnover second quarter. Chicago had 10, but the Warriors have just not taken advantage of all that. Let's go with Patrick Williams, Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., Zach LaVine, and Kobe White for Chicago. Wiggins, Toscano Anderson, Wiseman, Oubre Jr., and Curry for the Warriors. Curry again with another deflection. It goes out of bounds. Shot clock at 13 for Chicago. They're going right to left in the second half, and it's by the hash mark on the right wing. Lob to LaVine in the corner. Falling out of bounds, throws to Carter Jr. Pump fake on Wiseman. Goes to Markkanen. Markkanen for three. It's short. Rebound hustled to by Toscano Anderson. Dribbles away from trouble and finds Curry. Middle of the floor, off a screen. Curry backs up. Waves Wiseman away. Taking Williams, the rookie, on the dribble. Backs up, throws to Toscano Anderson. He'll fake. He'll slash to the goal. Feeds Oubre Jr. He'll drive, and he caught the ball standing out of bounds. So if you had 11-11 in the third quarter, as the first time someone caught the ball standing out of bounds, you're tonight's winner.
Now that's a time when you have to take that three. Toscano Anderson set him up perfectly. He was wide open. You got to take that three in that instance.
Tonight's prize, an autographed T-shirt, autographed by R.C. Davis. Markkanen finds Kobe White in the near wing. White pulls up top of the key over Wiseman. That's short. Rebound loose. Carter Jr. back to White. Two for a quarter, and he buries a triple. And it cuts the Warrior advantage to one, 60-59.
They've had that lead because they've had more shots because of all the turnovers.
Wiseman pick and roll. Wiseman gets it back from Curry, and he dunked it with the right hand. His first bucket of the second half.
Oh, I love to see that give and go. He really understands. He's got great hands, too, to catch that ball.
And that length makes it tough to stop. LaVine screens for White. Another screen by Carter Jr., who goes and gets a lob. Easy dunk.
Got to squeeze in from the corner on that so he doesn't have a path to the basket.
Carter Jr. with 12 tonight. Curry in traffic. No look to Oubre Jr. Lets it fly. Corner three misses everything. 62-61, Chicago with a rebound. LaVine takes a front court. They can take the lead here. Poe goes off the screen. The three ball doesn't go. Long rebound to Oubre Jr. He is thinking about those threes now.
Yes, he is.
Oubre Jr. off a screen. Down the lane. Bounce pass to Wiseman. He was standing right next to him. Not sure why he threw the ball to him. Off his leg. Markkanen takes it the other way.
Especially on the bounce.
Brings it back up top and gets it to Williams. Rookie Williams off a screen. Open from 16 over Wiseman. It's a brick. Wiggins one-hands the rebound. Neither team playing crisply right now. Wiggins accelerates down the lane. Throws out to Toscano Anderson.
They want to get it to Wiseman inside.
They get it to him at the right box. Guarded by Williams. Rookie on rookie. Both top four picks. Wiseman spins to the goal, and he is fouled. It goes out of bounds. Baseline right.
I love it. He wants the ball. Hey, by the way, you see him. He's not getting a lot of defensive rebounds, but he's running the floor. If they would look for him, he's really beating his man down the floor.
But Carter Jr. is giving him a little bit of a veteran lesson tonight. Well, it wasn't a foul. They throw it into Wiseman.
You're kidding me.
Back to Curry. Open jumper, topside, no good. Rebound Carter Jr. Got it to LaVine. LaVine, head up with the dribble, accelerates down the lane by Wiseman to the rim. Layup good. My goodness.
I'm still in disbelief that Wiseman was not shooting two free throws.
Yeah, it looked like he got hit pretty hard there.
Yes, he grabbed his right arm.
JTA to Wiseman to Curry. Curry for three, left wing, way too strong. Markkanen the rebound.
Curry's shot has been off tonight. He's 1-7 from three.
One drive by LaVine, goes up, a block, the whistle, and a foul on Wiseman.
Too many big men nowadays try to put their hands straight up and move with the guy and maybe get a foul on the offensive player. But you've got to put, you're not going to block the shot there. you've got to be able to put your hands down and move a little bit. And then when he goes up to shoot the ball, that's when you put your hands up and go at it.
Our Twitter question that I brought to you by the K5 from Kia, how much of a difference will the eventual return of Draymond Green make? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Jim Uograd 66. You can send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. We'll read it as well. How much of a difference will Draymond Green make in his eventual return? Though it won't be on this road trip. LaVine hits both free throws, and now with the 65-62 Chicago lead, LaVine has 15. Oubre Jr. to JTA in the front court. Dribbles and spins. Back up top. Oubre Jr. gets it, sets his feet off the dribble. The three ball is up and no good, and oh my goodness. It's just tough right now for him.
0 for 15 on the year.
Wow. Kobe White passes to the corner. Patrick Williams, the rookie, lets it fly. That's no good. Oubre Jr. comes back and gets the rebound. Comes the other way, directing traffic. Once and finds Curry. Curry steps into traffic. His pass blocked by Carter Jr. Deflected to Descano Anderson to Curry. Three ball left corner pocket. No. And LaVine the rebound. Warriors are 9 of 27 from 3. Here's Kobe White with a triple. That's good in the left sideline. A 6-point lead for Chicago and a timeout for Steve Kerr. 68-62 Bulls on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 9-0 run for Chicago, and they lead 68-62. Warriors with the ball. Left to right they go on your radio dial. And Descano Anderson up top to Wiggins. Wiggins rejects the screen. Cut off nicely by LaVine. Screen by Curry. Wiggins off a screen by Wiseman. Got to the elbow and bangs down a jump shot. So Wiggins with a bucket.
Now he'll knock those down all day long.
Absolutely. He's 5 of 9, 14 points, 4 boards and 2 assists. White spins through a screen. He's been hot. Takes a 3. Short. Oubre Jr. the rebound. Throws to Curry, who wasn't looking, that grabs it anyway. Entry pass to Wiseman. Goes in over Markkanen with a left-hand flip. No good. Tipped up by Oubre Jr. Knocked away. Oubre Jr. hits the deck. White comes out, and he's running for Chicago. Drives on Curry. Stripped by Curry. It's out of bounds to the Bulls.
On that last offensive sequence from the Bulls, Wiseman came out because Curry couldn't recover on that three-point attempt. And he changed the shot there, and he just kept on running the floor. They couldn't get it to him quick enough, but I love his defense on that. He did not stay back in the lane like big men do.
Steve Kerr standing and watching. He, of course, played in the Chicago. Toscano Anderson is down and hurt on the floor. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, if he's laying down, you know it's not good because he's a tough, tough young man.
I think we're taking a timeout here with 7:05 to go in the third. Golden State down by 4 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Juan Toscano Anderson apparently was just lost his wind. He's on the bench chatting with his teammates. Apparently okay, but he's off the floor now. Pascal replaces him. Chicago with the ball. 19 to shoot. Basket to our left. Out to Markkanen off a pin down. He's wide open for a 3.
That's just bad communication there at the free throw line area. He was wide open.
71-64. 6:55 to go third quarter. Golden State down by 7, their largest deficit, as Wiggins takes a shot in traffic, got bumped into from behind by LaVine, and Wiggins has it going now.
Yes.
He hits a bucket and now has a chance for a 3-point play. Draymond Green, the subject of our Twitter question, brought to you by the K5 of Kia. How much do you think it's going to matter when Draymond comes back? There's some say a difference, but nothing dramatic. A truth teller says he's worth 5 to 10 incremental wins in an 82-game season. Defense and toughness. Free throw good. 3-point play for Wiggins. 4-point lead for Chicago.
I love the way Wiggins is manufacturing his shots today. Under control. Getting what he wants.
You can hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Fox and tell us where and how you're listening as well. Bad pass deflected away. White gets it back. Batted down by Oubre Jr. Leads Curry on the break. He lost the handle. It goes out of bounds.
I'm not sure I've ever seen him do that. Ever. They were chasing, but they were not going to get there in time.
Wow.
He lost control on a dribble.
71-67 Chicago. Bounce pass to Carter Jr. Back outside to White. Now over to Markkanen. Warriors in his zone. Topside three. Good. 10th three made by Chicago in this game. And the lead is 7 again. 74-67 Bulls. Curry, pick and pop to Wiseman. Wiseman with the catch. Off the dribble to air ball. And the rookie showing his age a little bit tonight. 3 of 8 from the floor. Ball deflected, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, the two air balls are surprising.
Yep.
And yet he has hit a 3. He's only taken one, but he hit it.
Well, he, you know, we forgot, I think, in the first two games just how young he is. And I think that,
well, when he played so well like that, yeah, you assume he's been around a while. Not the case.
Still, I think, has a chance to be a really good player. Temple to Carter Jr. He's open above the break. 3, back iron miss. Got his own rebound. Now trailing up top, Temple run off the line to hit a floater. You got to know who you're closing to.
Yes, biggest large of the night, biggest lead of the night for Chicago.
Wiggins down the lane, finds Pascal, corner 3. That's on the way. Good for Eric Pascal, 3 ball, left corner pocket.
You see how he shot that, Tim? Mm-hmm. It was a push shot. He didn't jump in the air and shoot like he would a 10, 12-foot jumper. He looked more normal, made it look easy.
White to Carter. Carter facilitates for Levine. Catch and shoot left side. That's good. Levine, when he gets the three-pointer going, he is impossible to guard.
Well, now they're over 40% from three tonight.
79-70. Wiggins lowers his head, finds Curry, right corner, 3 ball. That's good. Curry hits it, and all of a sudden, the shots are coming easy for both teams. Warriors down 6, White with it. Crossover dribble behind the back. Carter wide open, doesn't shoot. Drives into Wiseman, has it blocked and goes out of bounds.
I believe they called the foul on Wiseman.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He did not move and get position there. He was, you know, I think he's winded a little bit. He did not protect the rim that way. He tried to reach back and hit the ball on a flat-footed position.
I'm venturing a guess here, but this is probably the longest road trip that Wiseman has ever been on.
Yes.
Not sure if he had an AAU trip that was that this long, but so, you know, mental fatigue may be a factor for him. He's going to sit down. It's Oubre Jr., Curry, Looney, Mulder, and Pascal against Carter, Levine, White, Temple, and Porter. Got like 3 juniors in this game.
Yes, there are.
Free throw is good.
Wendell Carter, Otto Porter Jr., and Kelly Oubre Jr.
80-73. Curry penetrates, throws it away. Levine the steal. Warriors with the turnover. Levine on the go. Backs up, drives into Mulder, kicked it to Carter. He's open. It's a 3. It's good. And the Warriors are down by double digits, 83-73. Golden State has had very little success on this trip. Let's see how they respond here. Behind the back, Curry to Looney. To Pascal. Pull up from 17. Got fouled, and it's good. Porter with a touch foul on the arm. And, boy, Golden State needed that bucket in the absolute worst way.
That is not a great foul when you just give a touch foul on the way up and he still gathers himself as Pascal did. And he'll take it. See if he can complete a three-point play.
So Pascal at the free throw line.
He does.
Hits that. And it's 83-76 Chicago. Pascal now with 11 points. Up top, Carter Jr. Waits, and now nowhere to throw to. Gets it outside to Garrett Temple. Temple over to Levine. Levine penetrates. Euro step by Looney. It's around and out. Tipped away by Looney. Porter has it. Rotates to Temple. Right side, Satoransky is checked back in for Carter. Stolen by Curry. He deflected the ball to Pascal. Pascal on the go. Big step to the rim. It's up no good. He draws the foul and heads back to the free throw line as Draymond Green talks a little bit about what the Warriors need to do to improve.
Obviously, we play two of the better teams in the league, which is no excuse, in my opinion. We just have to get better. We can try to make all the sense of it that we want. The reality is, you know, we've lost by an average of 32 and a half points or something like that, and that's unacceptable.
Well, Draymond Green is not happy about that, but he will not play on this road trip. His first game, the target apparently now is January 1 against Portland. Pascal hits both free throws. Warriors are down by 5, 83-78. 3:45 to go in the third. Ball deflected away. Another steal. Mulder gets it. Mulder on the go. Takes it all the way. Can't finish. And he was fouled. just a frustrating time to be a Warrior fan. Oh, my goodness. Mulder, he really wanted to pass, I think. And
he made the right play.
Satoransky defended it well.
He got himself to the line, and yep. I expect him to knock them both down.
The young Canadian trying to find his home in the association. Hits the first free throw. He was such a below-the-radar guy. Do we get a timeout? Billy Donovan calls a timeout. We'll take the break. Warriors are down here by five, or by four now after the free throw. It's 83-79 on the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Back in Chicago, let me correct something. It was a missed free throw attempt by Mr. Mulder. He was so far under the radar, so it's 83-78 Chicago. Last year, Toronto came to town, and the Raptors announcers were asking me about him. They really hadn't heard of him. Second free throw is good. So now it is 83-79. With 3:37 to go, Warriors put on backcourt pressure. Satoransky to Temple to Levine, and it's broken that way. And the Bulls now, Oubre Jr. with a steal on the floor, gets the ball. Mulder to Curry. Curry head fake, dribble drive back to Mulder. Fades to the corner for a three. That's no good, and Oubre Jr. gets a dunk. It was ugly but effective.
And you shoot an air ball like that, it most often goes to the offensive player.
Now Oubre Jr., another steal. Drives in, goes up, and no good. Missed it. It was deflected away by Garrett Temple. Levine to Temple the other way to the corner. With it, Porter back to Temple, up top Levine. Shot clock at 15. Levine retreats to the near sideline, gets a screen, rotates over to Temple. 10 on the clock. Carter Jr. with the catch, and he is fouled by Oubre Jr., who lost sight of the ball. But I had to say this about Oubre Jr., Jim. People are, you know, going to be complaining about his shooting. He's off to a rough start. But yep. He's got 10 rebounds yep. in this game.
He's feisty.
And with those back-to-back steals, he now has 4 steals in this contest.
Yes, and he can steal or attempt to steal and not lose position, or he can regain his position. He did make a mistake there. His man cut to the basket. He did not keep his head and see the ball. If you see the ball, they won't make the pass, or if they do, you're going to knock it away or intercept it. But he doesn't usually do that. He takes a lot of risks on defense, but he's capable of recovering.
Carter Jr. hits 2 free throws. He has an 18-10 game going for Chicago. Bulls lead by 4, 85-81. Wiggins and Curry exchange. Curry waits off a screen by Looney. Takes a 3. It's short. And Curry is struggling here in the young season.
Very surprising. He's kind of rushing his shot or something.
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure on him to score.
Yep, I agree.
Levine off a screen, runs into Looney. Good defense by Looney. Levine hit the shot anyway. contested 17-footer.
Yeah, off balance, disrupted. How did he make that?
Mulder open for 3. That's no good. And the Warriors are 11 for 33 from distance. Here's Satoransky with 2:10 left. Cut off by Wiggins. Out now to Levine. Dribble drives into Looney. What defense by Looney. Went vertical and knocked it away. Here comes Curry the other end. He's going to bump into Garrett Temple. The shot won't fall, but Temple will pick up the foul, and that's going to be number 5 on the veteran. My goodness. Kevon Looney, sometimes you forget just how smart of a player he is.
Well, especially at the defensive end.
Yeah.
He anticipates where someone is going. He sees the play develop. And so he's anticipating, and he's proactive.
Garrett Temple has played for Houston, Sacramento, San Antonio, Milwaukee, Charlotte, Washington for 4 years, back to Sacramento for a couple, L.A. Clippers, and then last year with Brooklyn.
Wow.
He is a man that rents and does not buy. Free throw good by Curry. Both of them, it's 87-83. Chicago up 4. Curry's consecutive free throw streak continues. He's up to 57. 3 away from tying the club record. Hutchinson held by the great Rick Barry. White, Warriors in the zone. Satoransky to Porter. The cutter is marketing the pass awry, but marketing gets to it. Satoransky with 5 to shoot. Goes down, stripped and stolen by Curry. Curry up the floor. Behind the back. Sheds 1 defender. Crossover dribble. Behind the back again. Step back off the dribble. 3. No good. And the rebound, Hutchinson.
He might have been tired by then, all the things he did, stealing the ball and going down.
A nasty move. White, crossover dribble. Down on Wiggins, left-hand layup from the top of the key to the rim, and nobody came over to help.
He goes to the left just as well as he goes to the right.
89-83 Bulls. Curry, pick and roll Looney. Toss over to Mulder. Corner three on the way. Got it! He cuts the lead in half. Mulder buries the triple.
He's a sharpshooter.
Porter up top. There's Markkanen left wide open. My goodness.
That's his fourth three of the night on seven attempts. They just lose him, and you can't do that because he'll make you pay.
Curry off a screen. Gets fouled. Throws up a prayer. And we'll see if they're going to give him a shot or not.
I don't think they will.
49.6 to go in the quarter.
Over the limit?
Yeah, Bulls are over the limit, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it matters if they give him a shot because then they would give him free shots. Curry will get two shots here. He got bumped by Satoransky before he launched the shot. 92-86 Chicago. And that last play for Lowry, Markkanen, Jim, that's what the Warriors have been talking a lot about, is their transition defense. They got back in defense. All five guys were back in position, but they didn't locate the shooter.
Well, what happens is you get guys like White and Zach LaVine penetrating, and so you have to give help. And you just can't recover.
Free throws good by Curry, 92-88. Again, backcourt pressure. Down to 2 seconds to go before the violation. The Warriors wanted the eight count. They didn't get it. Here come the Bulls now with 10 to shoot. White, crossover dribble into the paint. Off balance over Looney. Gets up and good. 94-88 Chicago. Golden State needs a break here. Curry with a jumper. He got fouled again. And Curry, I think, Jim, is recognizing what's going on the floor right now for the Warriors, that they're really struggling at times to get points. And so what is he doing? He is getting himself to the free throw line.
Right. Yeah.
He's got a chance here to tie the record. He's 4-for-4 at the free throw line, chance to tie the club record. And it's on the way. It's good. 60 straight for Steph Curry. He has tied the record set by the great Rick Barry. Curry does it overhand. Barry did it underhand. And Curry going for his second milestone of the night. He's got it. 61 straight for Steph Curry. He now owns the club record for consecutive free throws.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want you to jinx it. I was afraid. I was holding my breath.
Warriors down by 4, which is as important as any streak right now. They're going to start the fourth quarter trailing, but giving themselves a chance to get their first win. On the right side with the dribble. Hutchinson back up top. Open is Porter Jr. wide open. Hits a three.
The zone found an opening.
97-95 seconds left. Curry off a screen for about 28 feet. Got it! Curry with 1.4 to go. White down the right sideline. Takes the shot. It's on the way. It's off the back rim. It would not have counted either way. 12 minutes left at the United Center in Chicago. The Warriors are down by 4. 97-93. Looking for win number one on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors had a couple things to hang their hats on tonight. They had their highest scoring quarter of the season in the second with 36. They had the ball to start the fourth, down by 4. Damian Lee from Wiggins. Double clutch on 3, no good.
They've got to find the three-point shooters, Tim. 8 of 14 were Chicago in that quarter.
It's Looney, Wiggins, Poole, Lee, and Wanamaker, Markkanen, White, Porter, Satoransky, and Hutchinson, and a bucket by Chicago and a foul as Satoransky gets to the rim and foul by Lee.
Jordan Poole inexplicably went for a steal up front beyond the three-point line, and he was just beaten to the rim by Satoransky easily.
You can't go for a steal like that, Jim, unless you're absolutely sure you're going to get it.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. You give yourself up on that play, and it changes it.
Changes the early momentum here. Warriors down by 7 after Satoransky cashes in with a free throw. Golden State moving the ball side-to-side offense. Wanamaker left, drives right, kicked it over to Poole. Above the break, 3 is up and good. Poole answers right back. His second triple of the night, he's got 8 points.
He knows he's in there for a few minutes, and he's going to take his shots.
Satoransky to Porter, checked by Looney into Markkanen, knocked away by Wanamaker. Looney picked it up to Poole. Poole down the right wing. waits and backs up. Finds Looney. Looney steps around one man. Layup is up and good. Got around Hutchinson, who tried to take a charge. It's a two-point game. 10:55 to go. Bulls with the ball. Satoransky waiting. White will screen. Now Satoransky pick and roll. And boy, we had a collision there. Lowry marketing goes down again. Marketing and Lee have something going. Like they're high school rivals or something. They've been battling all night. Marketing and Lee got their arms hooked, and that's how Marketing went down.
Yeah, they both went down.
Satoransky catches, side out for the Bulls, 10 to shoot. Spins, Poole falls down. Satoransky rotates out to Porter, and the shot is on the way. It's a three. It's no good. And the rebound to Damian Lee. Sporting that white headband of his, takes it to the front court. Looney with the catch. He'll reverse it left wing to Poole. Poole and Looney, pick and roll. Poole terminates to Wanamaker. Probing out to Poole. Deep three, left wing, doesn't get it. And White has the rebound for Chicago. Wearing dark uniforms tonight with gold letters outlined in red. Here's White penetrating, pass to Porter. Great catch right in front of the Warrior bench. He's out of bounds, and it's a turnover.
Because of the pass.
Yep.
He felt he got pushed out of bounds. There's no more force out.
Porter arguing, trying to slow down the play, and the Warriors will bring the ball up.
He wanted to foul on Poole.
They have it in the front court. Poole at the hash mark. Popping out is Wiggins. Waits for Looney. Screen set. Wiggins now downhill, bumping Markkanen out of the way. Finger rolled, no good. And a whistle and a foul. And Jim, let's go back to what you talked about in the first half. So on that possession, what did Wiggins do up top? He waited for Looney to set the screen. He just didn't go.
Correct. So you'd lose his man and put the pressure on the other defenders. And that's how you score inside. That's how you get fouled inside. And that's how you find open three-point shot shooters. Yeah, there's no hurry. Let the big man do the work for you up top.
9:53 to go. And here's Wiggins at the free throw line. And, you know, in the tough games against Brooklyn and Milwaukee, Wiggins has bounced back tonight. This is the kind of game you love to see him play. He's got 18 points now with that first free throw.
And he's been solid every quarter.
Yep. Four rebounds, four assists.
6 of 10, 2 of 2 from three.
And again, he's 2 points away from having a 20-point night.
Yep.
Just a nice, quiet night for Wiggins, you know?
Yeah, solid.
Yeah.
And looks easy.
10-3 run. We're tied at 100. Satoransky doubled on the side. Porter with a bounce pass left wing to Hutchinson. Drives around Pascal. Scoop to the rim. Layup good.
Pascal's got to move his feet and keep his square to the basket, or to the defender, not turn his back and go side.
Lee plays catch with Wanamaker. Wanamaker down the lane, off balance, off glass, no good. Rebound, Hutchinson. Four on four as two players have gone down behind the play. Lob inside Markkanen, stripped, whistle, and a foul. It's on Wiggins. They're going to give to Tony Brothers. I don't know if he, I don't think he can give him shots.
No,
here.
Should be not shoot. Yeah. And you saw Damian Lee squeeze in also and take a hack at it.
2-1 team fouls. Favoring Chicago at this point, early in this quarter. Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of air there, but they also pushed him down.
They gave him shots?
No.
That ball never got above his waist? Nope. Wow.
Well.
Free throw is no good, so let's all say it together. It's our first Rasheed Wallace reference of the season.
Ball don't lie.
Exactly. Second free throw on the way.
That's amazing. I've got to go back and read the rule book. I'm not sure it'll help.
Just make sure it doesn't have Mindy Rudolph on the cover. Free throw is good. 103-100. Bulls on top. Wiggins behind the screen takes a three. It's a back rim miss, and Markkanen pulled it down. Chicago leading by three. Warriors have been working uphill all second half. Levine gets it middle of the floor. Levine blasting right side, bumping Wiggins out of the way, and the former teammates in Minnesota collide. There's a foul. It's going to be on Wiggins because he reached in as well. And so to the free throw line goes Zach LaVine. And by the way, if you're looking for a way for your kids to stay active and safe this holiday season, the Warriors Basketball Academy offering a special holiday virtual camp that makes it easy to participate from home. Next session takes place tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. Monday, December 28th, runs until Wednesday, December 30th. Register right now at gswacademy.com. So if your kids are not going back into school tomorrow, this would be a great way to keep them active and healthy and learn a little bit more about the game of basketball. Free throws by Levine give Chicago a five-point lead, 105-100. Game three of this four-game road trip to open the season.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You want to get a basket here to keep it close.
Wiggins off of the screen. Illegal screen by Pascal. And the Warriors have had a bunch of those tonight.
And it's inexcusable. All you have to do is stand there and let the man with the ball do his work.
Yeah, you use that right shoulder. Use that right shoulder, and that was an easy call.
Yeah, you just have to stand there and don't do that.
105-100. Satoransky, Hutchinson dribbles in on Lee. Takes it middle, jump pass to the wing to Levine. Guarded by Wanamaker. Shot clock at 10, brings him middle of the floor. Dribbles and backs up, shoots a fadeaway three, and it's good for Levine.
See, this is where you need your composure. Now, all of a sudden, it went from 5-point lead, 3-point, 5-point. Now it's 8-point lead.
8-0 run for the Bulls. Wiggins, crossover dribble to the paint, to Poole. Puts it on the deck, goes up, and took it to trouble and got fouled.
One thing, when he takes that drive and he comes to a two-foot plant stop, Tim, it gives the defense time to recover. He's lucky he got fouled on that play. Rather than go up, he can show the ball. When you go off that 1 foot and you go flying in there, he can show the ball. You can bring it back. You're not trying to overpower anybody. You're going to out-finesse them. But nonetheless, he got himself to the line.
Jordan Poole, the free throw line, hits the first to make it 108-101. And second free throw is up and good. And this is what Jordan Poole has to do coming off the bench. 10 points. He's given them something tonight. Warriors bench has actually played pretty well tonight. 108-102 Chicago. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 4 minutes gone by in the quarter. Satoransky terminates at the hash mark. Flip stolen away. Wanamaker with great anticipation. Driving on Patrick Williams. Dishes off and threw it away. Left his feet with nowhere to go. Hutchinson down the middle. Throws to Levine. Look out. Two-hand slam for Levine. That's 110-102. That is a huge swing
for Golden State. 4-point swing right there.
7:40 left. Wanamaker between the circles. Starts it with a pass to Pascal. Wanamaker gets it back down the lane. Feeds Pascal. Baseline. Gets bumped. Rotates up top to Wiggins. Shot clock at 7. Wiggins got to go down the lane to the rim. Contact. No call. Rebound goes to Levine. It's been a rough game inside. Levine. Drifting right sideline. Backs up because he gets a switch. Now guarded by Pascal. Lee in help position. Levine fires away. It's a three. And he did the Warriors a favor there as Wiggins saves the ball from going out of bounds to Poole. Ahead to Damian Lee. Downstairs to Pascal. Out to Poole. Pump fake. He was open. Gave up a shot. Backs up. Feeds Pascal again. With 10 to shoot. Pascal middle. Plows his way in. Blocked. Got it back. Throws it outside. Deflected by the Bulls. It's going to be Golden State ball. And a timeout with 6:48 to go. The Warriors in trouble and in danger of dropping to 0-3. It's 110-102 Chicago on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Brought to you by Cyber Policy. A winning cyber defense. 110-102. Warriors in trouble on the road. Down 8 to the Bulls with 6:48 to go. 5 on the shot clock. Wanamaker to throw it in. Lee circles. Coming to the ball is Wiggins. Now open is Curry. He's checked back in. Bounce pass. Pascal goes up strong. Blocked, whistle, and a foul. And let's see who it's on. I think it's on Carter Jr.
That's where Curry can be a playmaker. Draw a defender. Give the angle to the basket for the recipient. And that time it's Pascal. Just nicely done on the fly.
Okay, Jim, right now the Warriors they're getting bench production.
Yes. Got a couple of players in double figures from the bench.
They forced 23 turnovers. How do they close this game out? They, for some reason, could not get over the hump. They're not shooting the ball well again, 38.6.
Well, they've got to find the people in the open court here. And And they've got to shoot better, Tim. They've got to, you know, you've got to manage your offense and match what Chicago is doing.
110-104 after the free throws by Pascal. Bulls attacking the basket to our left. Carter Jr. on Pascal. Spins, doubled on the drop set. Pascal playing center. Ball deflected. Goes out of bounds off Curry as he went for a steal. Shot clock at 7. So Pascal playing 5 here. Of course, the injury to Marquise Chris having a lot to do with that. Steve Kerr up off the bench. Pascal will sit down. The subs coming back in now. James Wiseman will return for the Warriors.
So he should be the rim protector here.
He's had kind of a rookie night, but still can have an impact here in the fourth quarter. Levine catches middle of the floor. Drives on Wanamaker, backs him up, contested 2 off the dribble, slides it down. He's got 29 points and gives Chicago a 112-104 lead. Curry, guarded by Levine. Good fake. Dribbles in, lost the handle, fell down. Feeds Wanamaker, back to Curry. Open 3 left side. Good! They lost track of the world's best shooter.
Maybe that's a new way to move. Fall down and they forget about you.
112-107. Warriors down 5. Curry has 26. White gets the ball to Patrick Williams, to Carter, to Levine. 7 on the clock. Levine off the screen. A foul as Wanamaker tried to fight over the screen. And Wanamaker intimating that he was bumped by Carter into Levine. They're lucky they can give him 3 shots on that.
I was going to say, if I'm Chicago, I don't want him to call that foul. I had a wide open look at the basket there.
Warriors are over the limit. That's their 5th team foul. There's been 3 so far on Chicago. And Zach LaVine, 10 of 18, 4 of 10 outside the arc, and now 5 of 7 from the free throw line. 29 points, 6 boards, and 3 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals.
He is a hard man to cover.
Yes, he is. Came over in that big trade with Minnesota that involved Jimmy Butler. That looked really good for the Timberwolves on paper at the time. It kind of blew up in their faces later on. Second free throw good. 113-107 Bulls. Curry off a screen. Quick release on the front rim. No good. Tip by Damian Lee. Rolls across the back plate and did not drop. Williams will clear for Chicago. 5:30 left. Levine, bounce pass Carter. Carter tangled with Lee. Dribble drive. Williams goes up. Block, whistle, and a foul. It's going to be on Wiseman, who had to come over to protect. Now, Wiseman, whose timing has been impeccable in the first 2 games, he just seems to be a little off tonight, Jim.
Yes, I agree. He's slow to react, and he was very proactive in the first couple of games at both ends of the floor. He's a little slow to react defensively here.
Any of you have had a 19-year-old in this era, this is kind of like the, you know, when they wake up after playing a night of video games and they're kind of sluggish. That's what it kind of looks like. But it's, you know, again, I think he was so good in the first 2 games. We forgot that he's a 19-year-old rookie, and he's going to have some off nights.
Well, the Warriors are really getting hurt in the paint tonight. They're letting dribble penetration really hurt them.
Free throws good by the rookie Patrick Williams, 115-107. Golden State down by 8 again. Clock not in their favor. Curry rotates Damian Lee right wing. Takes it to the middle. Throws to Wanamaker. The collisions. Bad offense. Lee catches. Launches a desperation 3 and hit that.
Boy, are they happy to get that out of that congestion.
Oh, my goodness. There's collisions. People on the floor.
From the same team.
115-110. Warriors down 5. Somebody's got to help on Levine. Poe goes into a 3. That's short. Wiseman with a rebound. Curry will bring it up. Crosses midcourt. Takes it left sideline. Accelerates all the way to the cup. Inside hand. Missed the layup. Curry 8 of 21 from the floor. Just not the type of crisp efficiency we expect from him. White with a dribble. Feeds Carter. Off the screen. White now guarded by Wiseman. Tells Carter to go away. White takes a contested shot. Good.
Well, he earned that. Wiseman, that's all he could do.
It's a 3, and it's 118-110. On the bounce, Wanamaker. Waits. Dribble drive. Gets bumps. No call. Hits the floater. Ooh. It's up and good.
Boy, is he glad it went in. He thought for sure he's going to go to the line.
And a technical foul has been called.
Might be on Wanamaker. I don't know what he said.
Well, Tony Brothers called the technical, but when they look at the tape, I think they're going to say, well, maybe we might have to rescind that one because it looked like he got fouled. Yeah, they may be looking at that Kobe White three. I wasn't so sure it was a three when he released it. And I think the next time out, they may look at that. Technical free throw is good by Levine. It's 119 to 112. It is on Wanamaker. And, yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about Pascal getting called for not moving his feet before and bumping a guy on a drive. That's exactly what White did there. Garrett Temple to Kobe White. It's 119-112. Wanamaker the defender on White. Ball up top to Carter. On the switch, no. Wanamaker fights through. Now pick and roll. Carter gets it. Pogos it up, and boy, he is so good in the paint. Floats that one up and in. Chicago with a 9-point lead, 121-112. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. It's a 20-point night for Carter. We'll take the break on the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State on the ropes here, 121-112. Bulls with four players with 20 or more points, marketed White, Carter, and Levine. Curry up the floor, screened by Looney. Wiseman on the bench. Curry takes a three. It's good. Curry hits that, and he cuts the Chicago advantage by a third.
Let's watch the high pick and roll that's been killing them this game, and particularly the fourth quarter. High White, pick and roll.
White guarded by Wiggins. Now guarded by Looney. White drives on Looney. Stops on a dime. Step back three. Bricked it. Rebound Oubre Jr.
Should have taken the shot when he had a two.
Looks up. Finds Wiggins left side. He'll penetrate. Dishes up top, Oubre Jr. to the glass, stripped, whistle, and a foul. It's on Zach LaVine. And Oubre Jr. a chance to cut more into the Chicago advantage.
And this will be his first free throws attempted tonight.
Curry had his foot on the line on that shot. It's going to be a two at some point. They called it a three, but it's going to be a two.
Yeah, they've got to change that.
But I thought White's was also a two.
But again, that the high pick and roll gets somebody open every time, gets the switch. They were fortunate that last field goal was a step back, missed three.
So Oubre hits the free throw. Let's see what happens here. It's not under 2 minutes. They haven't reviewed it, but you know there are people back at the replay center that are looking at that. And we were getting the Chicago TV feed, and they had it right away. For right now, the free throws by Oubre are good, and it's 121-117, Chicago with the lead.
Yep, not bad after they had a 10-point lead just a few minutes ago.
Zach LaVine feeds over to Carter, dribbles and stops, looks for White, throws it to White, now to LaVine. Screen and roll, LaVine penetrates, finds Carter right down the lane, goes up, Looney fouled him, and Carter goes to the free throw line. And like you said, Jim, a high screen and roll has just been brutal.
Yep, and then all of a sudden, LaVine brings two men, and it's a late flash down the middle from the five man, and no one squeezes in from the other side. And so Looney has to try to recover after giving help on the potential shooter and the driver, and he just can't get there in time, and he didn't want him to make it, so he fouls him, gives him two free throws.
By the way, they're looking at the ankle of Lauri Markkanen on the Bulls bench. And he is out, and Porter just replaced him.
He got caught up with his own man. He got caught up with Carter Jr. and turned it.
Second free throw is no good. So Carter Jr. makes one of two. Warriors down six. They have adjusted the schedule. 122 to 116. Curry, double team, bounce pass to Looney. Oubre Jr. catches. Hand off Curry. Nine to shoot. Curry doubled over to Oubre Jr. It's a three. It's up. It's off the front of the rim. Oubre Jr. 0 for 5 tonight from three. Walking it up LaVine right at the stripe. Spin dribble into a screen. Bumped by Curry. Oubre adjusts and comes back to guard LaVine. Left-hand dribble. Penetration. Traveled. No. Now they finally call it. It's got to be a walk.
They're going to call a foul? A jump ball. Maybe a jump ball. Which I don't know how they got that.
That's
got
to be a travel. He turned, came up, came down with the ball.
Yeah. There was nowhere to go. They closed the door on him.
Left-hand dribble, came down the left side, Jim. Bumped into Looney, went up with the ball, came down with the ball. That's a travel.
And they're going to
they're going to do.
They're still discussing it.
They're still discussing it. It's a jump ball. How could that be a jump ball? There is no way that's a jump ball. Looney never had a hand on it. Actually, they're going to put Damian Lee in there. He never had a hand on the ball.
They missed the call, Tim. And that's they didn't know what else to do.
My goodness. Tony Brothers had a great angle on it, too. Ball tipped by Levine. Grabbed by Wiggins. He'll lead out Curry. Curry now driving. Goes up. Blocked. And he gets fouled by Temple. And Temple has fouled out of the game. With 2:25 to go, Curry gets free throws. As much as they, I thought, missed the call, it worked out for the Warriors. And, boy, you know who made a nice play was Andrew Wiggins there.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Get the tip. Step in there. He knew where it was going. I thought he might tip forward to Wendell Carter Jr. because it was wide open to do that. But Levine, and you knew he would get the tip. Well, Curry, another free throw.
Another free throw, and he adds on to his club record.
It's amazing. He has not had a good shooting night, but he's at 29 points right now, going for 30 on the next free throw.
Lowry marketing heads to the locker room for Chicago. Second free throw. That's good. It's a four-point game. 2:25 left. Bulls on top. 122-118.
They go a long way to get a stop on this possession.
Neither team a foul to give. Levine. He wants the ball. Satoransky to Levine from Carter. Levine tops it back to Carter. Runs into Lee, and Lee called for a foul.
Again, it's the pick and roll. And they're just not communicating well on that. And Damian Lee did the right thing. He just was a little late getting there.
Last year, with games on the line, Zach LaVine wanted and got the ball. He had the highest usage rate in clutch games in the league at 44.9%. Now, a clutch game, what is that? It's defined as within 5 points with 5 minutes to go in regulation or overtime. So expect Zach LaVine to have the ball a lot here.
He has a lot of confidence, Tim.
Carter misses the free throw. 2:11 to go. Carter, 21 points and 12 boards tonight. Second free throw is up, and that's good. 123-118. Warriors down five. Curry off a screen. Drifting left. Draws a crowd. Crossover dribble. Takes the three. It's good. He hit it over White. White couldn't find him.
Neither could the help man either.
Curry's got 33 now. Satoransky right wing. Shoveled the ball up top. White, dribble handoff Levine, met by Looney on the other side. He'll step out, he'll fire. That's no good. Rebound Porter outside the White, fakes, fly by, three ball, back rim, no good. Wiggins defensive rebound, and he protects the ball in the backcourt. Warriors can tie or take the lead here with 94 seconds to go. Curry off a screen. Curry probing, waiting, dribbling on White, step back, dribbles left wing, throws it to Looney. Looney waiting, locates Wiggins with nine to shoot. Off the screen, Wiggins gets downhill, goes to the corner. Oubre Jr. up and no good. Rebound deflected, and LaVine takes it down the right side. It was a great look for Oubre Jr. Long pass to Porter. Left side won't shoot. Does not want the ball. White gets it out to LaVine.
Pick and roll, I'd go under the screen.
10 to shoot. LaVine drifting on the logo. Comes right through the pick. Takes it right elbow all the way to the lane. Up over Looney, no good. Rebound Carter out to Porter. It's a three and it's good.
Biggest shot of the night for either team.
126-121. Warriors down five. Curry with 49 seconds. Dribble drive goes up. Double clutch, good, and a foul. It's on Carter Jr., and Curry goes to the line. The chance once again to make it a two-point game.
And keep them in the game within two if he makes this.
Talk about the will of a champion.
Yep, and he did it quickly, too.
Well, the Warriors got the stop they wanted, and how many times has Kevon Looney come up with a big defensive play in this game?
Aren't many people going to make that little driving shot that Curry just made in, with the contact? Put it back and throw it up like a slingshot. He has an array of shots. Gives a wink on the way back to the line.
46 seconds remaining in the game. 126-123.
The reason I say go under that screen up top, Tim, because then you don't have to switch and you keep your big man on Wendell Carter Jr.
Well, the Warriors right now, Jim, a chance to make it a two-point game. There's a timeout called on the floor. Both teams have a timeout remaining. Neither team has a foul to give. Garrett Temple has fouled out for Chicago. And even though it's a guy who played 20 minutes and 2 points, he's a smart player and a good defender. So that's a break for the Warriors. And the five on the floor here were Oubre Jr., Curry, Looney, Lee, and Wiggins up against Carter Jr., Levine, White, Porter Jr., and Satoransky. Both these teams desperate for a victory after dropping their first two. So, Jim, when the Bulls get the ball back, you know Zach LaVine's going to get the ball.
Absolutely.
Oh, we have a coach's challenge here. We have a challenge.
On what particular play?
It must be on the foul on Curry. We did not know we had a challenge. Call and review brought to you by Ring Central.
The Warriors won
this. They won the challenge, so we can barely hear the public address in Chicago. So it is still a foul. The call under review brought to you by Ring Central, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone together. They went back to the lair of Jason Phillips.
I'm confused on the rules, though, because I saw it again that time, and I don't know what the defender is supposed to do. Isn't he entitled to his space?
He is entitled to his space, Boop. It's again, if you're retreating and your hands come, arms come anywhere near the defender, they're going to make that call now. 46 seconds exactly remaining here. Curry's free throw is true. Bulls 126, Warriors 124.
Zach LaVine.
Here we go. Satoransky with the ball. Takes it to the front court. Comes to the left wing. Hand off. There's LaVine. Catches. Rotates right to Porter. They leave LaVine alone. He collides with Oubre down the lane. Double clutch. Missed it. Tip rebound. Curry's got it. The Warriors can take the lead or tie here. Looney screens for Curry. Curry step back. Shoveled over to Wiggins. Wiggins drives down the lane. Takes the hit. No good. Tip no good. Tip no good. Looney tips it in with 60.9 to go. We're tied at 126. Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins crashing the glass and keeping the ball alive.
Wiggins could have easily been going to the free throw line, but he'll take the tie courtesy of Kevon Looney right now.
16.9 to go, and the Bulls call timeout. And Golden State, who at one point trailed by double figures, they've kind of fought their way back, Jim. It's been a tough go all night long for Golden State, but they haven't taken advantage of Chicago turnovers. Kelly Oubre struggling again from the field. They didn't get much from the rookie tonight, James Wiseman. But Stephen Curry got going here in the fourth quarter. Andrew Wiggins has been solid all night long, and their bench has been good tonight for the most part.
Yeah, they only had one lead change back in that third quarter. And it's been going the way of Chicago, but the Warriors fought back just a little while ago. They were down by 10 about 5 minutes ago.
Billy Donovan using his board, which has little magnets on it, little circle magnets for players, and he got something shown to his team during the timeout. 14-5 push in the last of 3:42 for the Warriors. 16.9 to go. Warriors 126, Chicago 126.
I really like that last drive and penetration by Wiggins. He put all the pressure on them, and it gave just enough space for Looney to clean it up.
Eight ties, 11 lead changes. Chicago out of timeouts. The Warriors have one remaining. Chicago advances the ball to the hash mark on the right side. Satoransky to LaVine. LaVine guarded by Oubre Jr. 14 seconds left. Dribbles across the logo to the left sideline. Spins back right. Waits, driving right side, draws Toscano Anderson, bumped him out of the way. The shot's good. 128-126. LaVine with a bucket with 5 seconds to go, and the Warriors will call time. A lot of bodies over in the direction of Zach LaVine, Jim, but he somehow found a way to knock that down.
He was under control. You know, he's a very, very talented basketball player. You've got to respect his move to the hoop. And he stopped on a dime there and got his balance. So you know what's coming here out of the timeout.
A 33-point night for Zach LaVine.
Out of the timeout, it's going to be a Stephen Curry manufactured three.
And you know that the Bulls are going to look, they're in their huddle right now. And Billy Donovan saying, let anybody else beat us, but don't let that guy beat us.
And that's why he may get the ball and try to do it on his own initially. We'll see if the ball goes directly to him. Otherwise, he may never see it if it does not go directly to him out of the timeout.
Steve Kerr very good at drawing up little wrinkles on plays they have.
Now, if Curry gets it with that 5 seconds to go, a couple of dribbles, and there are two or three men around him, he's going to find the open man, and the pressure is going to be on someone, whether it be Wiggins, Oubre Jr., someone to hit a three. Or get a two and tie it up. But I'm sure they'll be out by the three-point line. Here we go.
Far hash mark, left side, Damian Lee to throw in. Curry's on the free throw line, Looney on the left side of the line, Oubre, Curry screens for Wiggins. Wiggins curls. Now Curry gets a screen from Looney. Can't get free. Ball thrown into Looney. Hand off Damian Lee. Poe goes into a three. It's up and good. Damian Lee hit it. 1.7 to go. Chicago does not have timeouts. The Warriors lead 129-128. Play in the backcourt. Now goes over to Satoransky. He'll fake and fire. It throws it up. It's no good. And the Warriors have won in Chicago. They pick up their first win of the year on a Damian Lee three.
It wasn't Curry, but it was his brother-in-law.
How about that? Damian Lee just turning with confidence and said, okay, I will take this shot. And he buried it topside.
He didn't panic on the inbounds.
Nope. And a great screen by Looney gave him just enough daylight.
Yeah, because Levine went under the screen and up. That was Levine, was it not?
No. Satoransky. Satoransky went under the screen. Damian Lee hit the shot, and the Warriors get the victory. And what a comeback, and what a boost for this team. They needed something good to happen, and it did in Chicago. Wow, what a game.
Yes.
What a fourth quarter.
What a fourth quarter.
And we'll have a lot to talk about tonight. The Warriors pick up their first win of the year and a chance to come home if they can knock off Detroit in two nights' time. Come home with a 500 record and a 2-2 road trip, which is the way things have gone for Golden State from the start of training camp to right now, would be just fine. The Warriors, 4 of 5 from three for Damian Lee, had 12 points on the night. So every point for Damian Lee came from beyond the arc, and the Warriors are glad it did. Final score, Golden State 129, Chicago 128.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.